A nonprofit focused on electrifying homes and businesses. That's our Textination. I'm Fred Fishkin. With us from Rewiring America is policy analyst Amanda Sachs. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
Terrific. Well, tell us more about the background of Rewiring America and what it is that you do.
Yeah, so I'm on the policy team. Actually, was promoted recently, so I'm a policy associate now, and I'm focused in the Northeast. We are focused on the policy team creating the market conditions necessary and changing the rules of the game to make sure that electrification of buildings and eventually everything in our economy is the easiest and most affordable option for households. Hopefully we'll talk a little bit more about that.
We will. Well, tell us the reasons for that, for people who are wondering, well, why is that important? What's the elevator pitch?
Yeah, so about 42% of our energy-related carbon emissions come from the fossil fuel burning appliances in our homes and our cars. So that's a ton of personal power to help us meet our climate goals as a country. And if we replace all of those polluting machines at the first opportunity, we can fight the climate crisis while using half of the energy that we currently do. We can also improve health outcomes in this country dramatically, because those fossil fuels that are warming the planet are also making us sick with their associated co-pollutants. And we can save a bunch of cash while doing it. So it's really a win-win-win.
Well, step us through the consumer experience here in using the Rewiring America website.
Yeah, so we have a lot of tools that are accessible to households. If you go to rewiringamerica.org, you can find our personal electrification planner, which takes us through a household's unique experience of taking the fossil fuel machines that they currently use and replacing them. And this provides the costs and savings estimates that you can experience while transitioning your appliances. And because these are such new, efficient, just superior technologies in the first place, sometimes they have higher upfront costs. So that there are needs to access state, local, and federal rebates and other kinds of incentives to lower that cost. But once you do have these efficient electric appliances in your home, you can expect to see operational cost savings as well.
Well, with those incentives and credits and rebates and everything, it can be pretty confusing, I think, for consumers. Tell us how you help people navigate that. And it sounds like a daunting task because you've got the federal government and the individual states having various programs and timetables here.
Yeah, so when the Federal Inflation Reduction Act first passed, we created an incentives calculator that can help households across the country understand how they can save. Essentially, it means that every household has electric bank account that they can access. But we've built on the momentum of that initial calculator because there are state and local incentives that are also available. So priorities. So there are hundreds of, maybe dozens of factors to be safe, and hundreds of different home types that the calculator sifts through to make up the estimations around individual costs and energy savings and incentive and rebate eligibility, as well as the climate impact of making those electric upgrades to your home. So the personal electrification planner or PEP gives you project recommendations that are tailored specifically to your home, the estimated upfront costs, the bill savings, the tax credits, rebates, and discounts all in one place. And a detailed guide for every step of the project process, which is going to look different for every household.
Really valuable. How can people know whether or not it might be better to wait to invest, for instance, in a heat pump? Because some of the incentives or some of the credits might not be coming till next year, or it depends on your state.
Yeah, so the U.S. Department of Energy has a website that tracks all of the different state rebates, and we've been tracking that as well. If you really want to wait until everything is available to you, every possible rebate and incentive, then you would want to go onto the DOE website. A bunch of groups of us are trying to come together to collectively track which states are rolling out their incentives, or the last piece of the IRA puzzle, which is the rebate program. New York, its application was recently accepted, so it can get started really soon to make these rebates available, and that will be administered through the existing NYSERDA State Energy Office. So they have a website where you can access that incentive, and our calculator, we're working on making it accessible in as many states as possible. We have to work pretty closely with the states in order to do that. And we have to keep the data up to date, which is always changing. But essentially, the final application deadline is due January 31st of 2025. Most states hopefully will be ahead of the game in designing and implementing and getting these rebates out. But it's up to each state to have its individual process of designing and getting public input on what these rebate plans should look like, whether they should target specific types of homes like multifamily or single family, whether there are restrictions for the project types, whether it's just for heat pumps or also for induction stoves or electric rewiring of your home. So every state's essentially going to look different, but starting now until January 31st, 2025, states will be rolling out their rebate program. So you can take advantage of everything possibly available, and hopefully the cost of electrifying your home or a new electric appliance will be less than that of a polluting equivalent.
Should, I almost hate to ask this because it opens up a can of worms, I suppose, should political uncertainty figure into the decisions consumers are making here about when to do something?
I don't quite see the political implications. At the end of the day, it's energy savings, cost savings. And
I guess what I mean is, if there's a change in administration in Washington, will some of these programs evaporate before people have a chance to take advantage of them? I guess that's a question, and maybe an unfair question to ask of you.
No, I don't think it's unfair. I think it's my best guess that these programs are already underway, and there's not much that can be done to stop them, and no one, no matter what political party you are affiliated with, wants to take away offerings to households that could save them money on their bills, that improve their indoor air quality and the health impacts. So I think the IRA is here to stay, fortunately, as well as these rebate programs.
So for more information and to maybe get going and taking advantage of what you're providing, where should people go?
Well, to get more information on a specific state, you'll want to go to your state energy office's website. But Rewiring America has a lot of really useful tools. You can go to rewiringamerica.org/homes or just rewiringamerica.org, because not only do we have tools that you can use that customize your electrification experience, we have fact sheets that give you more information about the policies themselves and reports that might go into some of the concerns that folks have, either based on disinformation that, you know, electrification could break the grid, or certain kinds of talking points that are anti-electrification, or real concerns that are, people want to know how long these kinds of projects take and what a specific example of these projects look like. And so for that, you'll need case studies, and we have those as well.
And when people pose that question, if everybody does this, is it going to break the grid? What's the simple reply?
Oh, that's a great question. No, it's not going to break the grid. The U.S. has, we've been needing grid modernization for a long time. Our grid was built 100 years ago. And so electric capacity is going up. That is real, but we are also in parallel building out renewable energy projects at a really fast speed. Very recently, FERC, the federal overseer of our transmission and electric infrastructure in the U.S., just passed a rulemaking to make it easier for transmission to get built out. So there's a lot of people working behind the scenes to make sure that not only are we decarbonizing our grid, but we're also making it more resilient. And solar and storage is actually the best way to do that. So we're building out a lot of solar and storage in this country that will help when the sun isn't shining, when the wind isn't blowing, make sure that we have energy stored to go where it needs to go.
Well, the website is rewiringamerica.org. Amanda Sachs, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much, Fred. Great talking to you.